this story from beyond the grave. She is alive, but she's not well. Not now she's seen me.
No!
April shrieks from my poolside. She's also in a white dress, her grey blonde hair in its usual braid at her neck. Her palms fly to the sides of her head as she steps closer to the pool, before retreating to the sliding glass doors that divide it from my favourite living space in Lotus. Bent like a drinking straw, her hands against the glass, April hyperventilates as she speaks.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, no, Essie, please, no!
She forces herself to turn back to view my body once more.
What have you done?
April immediately assumes I've done this to myself. And in a way, she's right. But millions of people are culpable. Every person who clicked on one of those stories about my body, everyone who piled on to make my name trend on Twitter for no good reason, posted some dark comment on Insta, or picked up a magazine at the checkout because I was on the cover crying over my latest heartbreak or the fallout from my shocking scandal. Every single person who shoved a smartphone in my face to steal another image of me, ignoring me when I begged them, please, not today, they have their share of blame for pushing me to this point. And if they could see me now, I know what they'd be thinking. Essie Lay has finally added herself to the rest. Amy Winehouse, Caroline Flack, Paula Yates, Marilyn Monroe. Last year I fell off my throne as the queen of British light entertainment and into the gutter. Now I'm one more famous female scalp they picked away at until it seemed there wasn't enough left of Essie Lay worth saving.